Manal Abdirahman runs a food blog on Instagram called Nala's Big Bite, where she captures photos of food from all types of different local restaurants that she tries. Here is a conversation with Manal.
How long have you been running your food blog on Instagram, and what made you want to start it?
I think I've been doing it for about 3 years. I started third year university and I graduated last year. And the reason I started is because I realized before Nala's Big Bite, I have my own Instagram today, but I realized I kept posting pictures on my personal of food more than I did of myself. So I decided to make a whole thing just for food. I didn't know that it was a thing that people actually did food photography and that would go around reviewing different restaurants. Like, I didn't know there was such thing of like being a foodie and all of that. So I kind of came into light to that community when I started my food page, and like actual people other than my friends started following me. The reason also why I started it is just because I felt like my program in school was super serious. I'm a nurse now, and I feel like there's not a lot of room for creativity in my day-to-day in my job. So my food blog or my Instagram page is the place where I could just totally be myself, not think about what I have to say or what do I have to do. And it's totally a safe space just for me. So that's another reason why I created it. And also just getting into contact with other people who are doing the same thing as me, but not seeing someone who looks like me in my space. So I created that space for myself, and I get to connect with people across the globe who kind of look a little like me doing it as well. I just didn't see that representation in Ottawa.
Do you have a checklist of places you want to eat at, or how do you decide what restaurant is going to make it to the blog next?
I find out most of my where to next on Instagram. Like, if a restaurant has an Instagram page, then I probably follow or I save it. And if it looks good, like, I'll look at the reviews online, I'll look at the pictures are appetizing, I'll save it, I'll probably go to it. It doesn't take a lot for me to check out a restaurant. As long as it's local in Ottawa and the food looks good, I'll probably be there. Also, like, just when I go to a restaurant, also just looking at how you're treated as a customer, because at the end of the day, you are a consumer and you want to be treated with utmost respect and that kind of stuff too. So
what's your favorite dish that you've tried recently?
That's really hard because I'm not picky when it does come to food either. Like, I love everything. I would have to say the most recent thing that I love would be the sushi spot that I tried. It's center town. It's called J Unique. And like, I saw this picture on Instagram. It's another reason why Instagram pictures are so important. I saw this picture on Instagram of a plate of food of sushi on fire. Like, it was plated on fire. And I'm like, hey, yep, gotta go. So I saved it. I went to it and the food was just amazing. The customer service was great. It's local in Ottawa, which is great. I also love supporting local. And the food was just bomb. And the pictures also turned out really well too. So, because the plates were on fire. So that's a really good one. It's on my Instagram page right now. I'm gonna eat sushi again tonight, but another favorite of mine is Sushi Umi. It's local as well, but the food is really fresh as well. Favorite food though, I wouldn't say sushi, even though I do eat sushi a lot. I would say Italian or maybe Jamaican food, like Caribbean food is a favorite because it's good every time.
How often do you try new restaurants for your blog?
I would say at least once a week, I would try something new, but I definitely eat out way more than once a week. But I try and visit new spots at least once a week on my days off. I work pretty often, so whenever I can, just let loose. I go out with some friends or my siblings and we just go out and try new food.
And last question, has COVID-19 made running your blog more challenging?
When COVID first started and we first started that whole like stay at home order in March, like last March when no one could go outside, I kind of struggled a little bit at first because I'm like, hey, I can't sit down and I can't review new restaurants and all of that. But then I actually started cooking, which is something I don't do often, but I still can do. So I started a kind of like a stay at home, you know, bake with me, make this with me. And I would post recipes and all that kind of stuff. And then when they started being more lenient with like the rules, like takeout, I started supporting other restaurants doing takeout and still reviewing stuff that way. So the thing about a food blog is you don't always have to go to restaurants, which is really cool. You can make your own or you can bake or you can use other people's recipes and take pictures of that, which is great. I feel like it's a space that'll never kind of die, especially with social media. I feel like it's always evolving. It'll always be here. But as patio season started, I got happy because I didn't have to cook every day. I got to actually try new restaurants, which is great. But COVID did slow down at first, but I found a new way to make myself relevant, I guess, and cook at home.
Sierra Ann Conville for CHUO.